This is Senator Bob Dole. Americans were shocked to find out that American companies are sending stacks of greenbacks to Iran. But a Bob Dole amendment says no more. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, it's hard to believe that American companies have been buying oil from Iran to the tune of $700 million this year. What makes it even worse is that the Ayatollah is taking our cash and buying guided missiles and mines to aim at our sailors in the Persian Gulf. Khomeini wants to put a gun to our heads, and we're buying the bullets. Now, that's an outrage, and that's why the Senate passed my amendment last week cutting off all imports from Iran. It hits the Ayatollah where it hurts, in the pocketbook. The Senate has said loud and clear on two occasions, no more business as usual with Iran. Ted, thanks for voting with Bob Dole on this one.
Bob, you were at your best on that proposal, and a unanimous Senate thought so, too. The country was shocked by reports that U.S. dollars are subsidizing Iranian mines and missiles threatening our sailors in the Persian Gulf. When the shooting started last summer, U.S. oil companies stockpiled huge amounts of oil, and they had the gall to buy it directly from the Ayatollah for hundreds of millions of U.S. dollars. Not exactly the oil industry's finest hour, Bob, and you were right to call them on the carpet. The Reagan administration can't seem to do much right on Iran. When the shocking purchase of oil from the Ayatollah came to light, the White House said there was no good reason to stop importing Iranian oil. 98 senators saw a reason right away, Bob. You hit two bullseyes, the irresponsible oil industry and the irresponsible Reagan administration. I hope they both got your message. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.